All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, actually a lot better.
Okay, I think it was because you probably had to connect to mine. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's weird.
Interesting. Okay, so we're here. So Anthony Blair, that's your name, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about yourself, I guess.
just a kid from New York, trying to live out his dream, man.
You're from New York?
Yeah, actually, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, really? Huh.
Like a huge difference. I grew up in New York, and then I moved to North Carolina when I was like 13, freshman year, and then I finished the rest of the school year there, and then I moved to Idaho.
Wow. Huh. Yeah, fun fact, I've never moved anywhere in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I've stayed in the same place. Well, living. I mean, of course, I've traveled, but living situation, I've stayed the same place.
Interesting. I wish I could stay in the same place, man. I would have so many more friends.
Oh my, hey. I mean, everybody goes through different things. I mean, like what I've gone through. I haven't had the most amazing friends throughout the years, but high school has been pretty good to me mostly. Pretty good lifelong friends, I guess. Yeah, and but middle school wasn't too easy for me. Difficult. That's actually that's where I found my passion for film and stuff in middle school, and I kind of started to separate from all the other kids.
I bet you probably feel a lot really different, huh?
Oh yeah, especially going to a private school, it was difficult. Yeah. And it was like small school, and I think there were about 20 kids in my 8th grade class.
Wow, that's really small.
Oh yeah. So it was so it was different. But then when I got to high school, I definitely found my footing. And I'd say definitely sophomore year was probably my favorite year out of them all, because probably that's when I had the best social life. I mean, I still have good social life now, but like it was probably the peak sophomore year, because we, I hung out with our friends every Friday, and we actually made films in film class. And we just, I don't know, it was just, my friend Devin, who graduated last year, he was a junior, and so he wasn't too stressed out, unlike his senior year. And then I don't know, and we didn't have jobs at the time. He got a job his summer of junior year. And I just finished my job sophomore the year of sophomore, or I didn't have a job. I just got a job that summer after sophomore year. So,
So,
we were young and free.
all right, like we get older, it's like shit, man, I didn't sign up for this.
Oh, I know. I mean, I thought 18 was supposed to be fun, but
Right, like that's what I thought, man.
what in the world? I mean, junior year was hard enough. I mean, but this year hasn't been bad. I mean, it hasn't been bad. It's just mostly just, I'd say probably the most challenging part of senior year is probably just the outside stuff, not school. Like
I agree with you.
preparing for life and preparing for college and whatnot. You still have to pay attention to school, obviously, because I mean, you're not going to get anywhere unless you get out of there. But Oh, that's been weird. But yeah, I definitely still thought me was my favorite year. So yeah, so you're into acting, right?
Yeah, man, I love acting, man. Like ever since, I guess the same time period around where when you were in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when I got mine too. Like my inspirations is like, man, I see other people in like movies, and I wish I could do something like that, Or what I do was I had these little action figures, like these Power Ranger action figures, and I'd like make a story. So like I just literally spend 6 hours a day just pretending that I'm like the Red
Hey,
Ranger. I
nice.
didn't really want to play with toys at that time, but I didn't really care. I just wanted to, make a story.
Yeah. No, that's not so bad.
But like
For sure.
I do that every day. And I was like, man, I wish I can like actually pretend to be one of these people for real, and be recorded. So, but I didn't like really pay attention to acting, because I was too young to really comprehend it. I wanted to do it. I knew I wanted to do something like that, but I didn't know what it was called initially. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna leave this alone for now. And then like I could have went to like performing art school. My mom, if I told her I wanted to do acting, but like, dude, I was so afraid. I was like, shit, I don't know if she's gonna support me or not. So I never told her about what I wanted. I wanted to do acting. I was like terrified, man. So, but it was one of those things where I knew it was what I wanted to do. Like initially, I was like, when she asked me, she was like, "Hey, what do you want to do? Like, you know, you're going to high school now. What are you trying to do after?" I'm like, "Ooh, police officer." And I didn't really want to be a police officer.
Yeah.
She was like, "Oh, is that really what you want to do? So that you don't have a dream or anything?" And I kind of lied. I said, "No, I wanted to be a police officer, but you know, deep down, I wanted to be an actor." So, it was really, it was, I was like, I had really bad anxiety back then, so I was really afraid to say, like, "Yeah, I want to be an actor." I didn't know how she would respond, so I was like, "Ooh, let me just, you know, keep this to myself for now." So,
yeah.
But in high school, when I joined theater, like when I first got to high school, like my freshman year, I mean, I moved away like the year after, so I didn't really have time to settle in. But you know, when I moved to North Carolina with my mom and school there, I mean, high school, I didn't have a good experience other than my senior year. Everything was like really weird, like. I didn't fit in. I feel like I didn't fit anywhere. So I was like, man, this is weird, man. I don't know what to do. So, but when I initially got there the first year, I immediately, you know, told my mom, I just said, yeah, I want to do acting. And she's like, "Oh, that's what you want to do." I was like, yeah. And, you know, that's where it started. The first year I tried to get in theater, but, you know, I was already too late into the year.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't really schedule me in that class, so I was like, "Damn, man, I'm stuck right now." So I couldn't really do anything but practice my skills and hone it, you know. So,
yeah.
But yeah, what I usually do is like, since I didn't get in the theater, I just watch, you know, TV, and I just, you know, try to manipulate the face, like how they do emotions. I'm like, man, I mean, I know I shouldn't do this for everybody because, you know, there's some bad actors out there.
Oh, for sure.
So, like, I might not want to imitate every actor like that, but, you know, I only did the good ones. But, yeah, I just do that until I got in the theater. And once I got in the theater, man, it was pretty fun, man. It was really fun.
Awesome. No, yeah, that's cool.
How about you, man?
Wow. Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, what were you going to say? My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, yeah, no, that's cool. No, it happens to a lot of kids, I think, where their parents aren't as supportive, or maybe they're afraid that their parents are going to be supportive. And, yeah, I mean, it's weird because how our culture – I mean, it's weird because how our parents – it's how our parents grew up, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be the way that, you know, how we grow up now, you know, our kids will be like, okay, well, I don't want to live like that. So it's weird.
It's very weird, man. It's like something to think about for sure.
Yeah, because I think, you know, our parents grew up and was like, okay, you need to have this job, support a family, you know, American dream kind of stuff. But like, I'm for the American dream, because if you work hard enough, you'll get to where you want to go.
And, exactly.
You know, with directing or acting, you know, I think that's definitely possible. But it's just, it's weird because they were growing up to be like, kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I think another thing, you know, another conversation.
Definitely different ages that they grew up in than us.
Yeah. Because, you know, another thing is, you know, masculinity and, you know, mental health was all different back then. And
yeah, it was.
Versus now. And yet, and, you know, people just have to adapt. And so parents, like, when they see, like, oh, their son wants to go into acting, you know, they're like, well, when they grew up, you know, it was only, like, you know, the famous people, you know, and, like, you know, they could never they could never reach that kind of like ability.
Yeah,
It was so unreachable. But then now we have like YouTube or other, like, you know. Okay, well, I want to say YouTube because I mean that's kind of just like iffy. I mean, it's not really a good path to go down to just, you know, bet your whole career on YouTube. But like, there's more possibilities like Netflix or Amazon Prime, where those companies are looking for, you know, new directors or new actors.
So a lot of directors like a lot of fresh new faces instead of like, you know, because otherwise, you know, If they didn't hire the same people, how would anyone else, you know, get a chance to thrive or have a career? So, yeah. But,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, a lot of people don't understand, like I know a lot of people want to do acting, too. I talked to a couple of people who want to do acting, and it's like some of them just give up because it's like, oh, it's probably too hard, like, you know. And I'm like, yeah, but you gotta, like, if you love doing it, you know, if you love doing something, you gotta go do it, you know. You gotta be willing to sacrifice. Because when you sacrifice something, you gain something, too. Sacrifice doesn't always mean losing. Yeah, sacrifice doesn't always mean losing. If you're losing something, it means you're giving up something. Something that, like, remains something to you to gain something else, you know. So I don't understand that, man. It's like, sacrifice is not a bad thing.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, yeah, it's going to be hard, definitely. I think there'll be some hard things. I think there'll be some things where I'm going to be encountering maybe a person that, you know, that may be, like, higher up in the film industry, and I get in contact, and maybe they say stuff that's like, you're never going to make it, you know, you're terrible, and there's going to be moments like that, and even though we try to prepare ourselves for, like, you know, that, it's going to come and be like, oh my god, you know, this guy, what the heck. But at the end of the day, we have to move past it and be like, okay, well, we know it's going to be hard. We just have to work at it and, you know, pursue it to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, success will come for us.
I think Will Smith was, what does he say? He said, I remember I was watching his documentary, one of those motivational things. So, but, he was like, he was saying about, like, he said, you're born with a talent. Like, you know, if you have a talent to act, you know, the talent is a talent, you're like a gift. But like you said, a skill, if you, like, hone that gift and you make it into, like, a skill, very skillful, like a basketball player, for example, you know, I'm like one-on-one with LeBron James, I'd probably get crushed, but, but he had a lot of skill and he honed it. He was born with talent, but over the years, he got better and better. So, but, like, that's how you do it, man. Like, you got, like, I believe you have talent. I believe everybody has talent, you know, their own special gift about them. But, like,
oh, for sure.
If you keep using it, it is, you're going to get just better at it, you know, like a skill. It's going to become
a
greater skill. Yeah. So, he was telling the people about, like, yeah, it's all a skill, man. Like, if you keep practicing your arts, your crafts, you get really good at it, you know.
Yeah, that's an interesting. I never looked at it that way, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I guess we all have a skill. It's just we have to work at it and, you know, get really good at it. And it's just, yeah, I mean, and some people, you know, settle for day jobs and stuff, but I can't see myself just working in the office or working.
Exactly, man. I say the same thing. Like, my personality is like, I can't have a boss. And if I had a boss, it had to be a director. Because, you know, directors aren't like, you know, I want you to sit at this desk all day and do nothing, or like, I want you to type all day for me. I mean, if that was the role I had to do, I'd do it, but I just couldn't see myself, like, working, like, a desk job like that, like in a cubicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I mean, it just kind of, like, I don't know. I had to go up and do something creative instead of just, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when I just work at, like, you know, I've worked at Pizza Hut the summer sophomore year, and that was all right, but it wasn't for me, you know, and it was just a summer job. And, you know, I tried working at Del Taco and then Starbucks, and it wasn't fulfilling, you know?
Yeah,
and
man.
It just wasn't like, I was just like, how do, and I was working with some people that were older than me, like, okay, there was one guy that was, like, way older, like, I think he's probably in his 50s. And then there's another guy, there's another woman that was, like, in her, I think, late 20s-ish, I think. And I was like, man, like, you know, what are you doing? I
mean, yeah, like,
I mean, you're her age, and, like, you're a manager at Del Taco, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I've talked to, like, a lot of people at my other jobs, like, the jobs I had like that. And, like, some people told me they've been there for, like, 25 years. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I could not work in, like, a fast food place for 25 years, man.
Oh my, yeah.
Holy moly. That's
just not like a good living situation. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I just kind of, it's weird, you know.
And me too, man. Like, the way I look at them, like, yeah, I can't end up like this. Like, I'll always go down trying, you know, go down my dream, you know, trying. And I want to fail, man. You know, a lot of people don't want to fail, but I want to fail, not like, you know, life, but I want to fail, like, in certain things, like, so I can learn. Because from failure, you learn from that, you get better. So if,
for sure.
Yeah, like for rich kids, for example, if they like too rich, like, you know, they don't learn from their mistakes. They're like, oh, you know, if I throw this car away, my dad will give me another one. He's not gonna say anything to me.
Yeah, that's what I guess my dad is kind of like sometimes too, where like he wants you to learn from my mistakes and kind of like finish things through. And you know, if I want to quit something, like it's kind of hard for him to let me just quit something. He wants me to figure it out. And yeah, I think at the end of the day, I think it is important to follow through or something. And it's not okay just to teach your kid just to quit and then that's all right. But you know, I think there's a learning age where it's like, okay, yeah, like that's not okay for you to just teach your kid to quit. But I think in it, like 18-year-old, you know, on whatever, I think it's more like, you know, I think it's ingrained in me that like, yeah, like I should not be just quitting, you know, so it's not going to be affecting too much if I do quit something. But I mean, the fact is, yeah, I mean, I do want to follow through with this directing and I do want to, you know,
yeah.
get out there and get beaten up. And
I feel like we got an advantage though, like us being young, we can fail as many times as we want, you know. Because we don't have any big responsibilities like children or anything like that.
Yeah,
we can fail as many times as we want and then get back up and, you know, keep trying. Because we're wondering, you know, as the years go on, we're learning more and more about like the industry and stuff. But yeah, man, like I'm not like too afraid to fail. I want to fail on some things, not in life. Well, not in my career, but like I want to fail. Like, I want some hardships. I don't want everything to be handed to me.
Yeah. I think, you know, we learn from our mistakes, and I think film school is going to definitely, 4 years of film school is going to definitely give us that time to and space and area to be able to fail and learn from it. And like, you know, and so that's another thing where I'm kind of just like, I've come across some people that are like, oh, don't go film school, just go into the industry. Like, that's not a smart idea, because one, to be in the film industry, you need experience. And two, if you want to do anything, you need good equipment and you need good, I mean, you could make a film with anything. I mean, what's his name? I forget. David Soderbergh? Or
David Soderbergh?
Or something like Soderbergh. That's his last name. I forget his first name. But Soderbergh, he's a director, and he directed this film with an iPhone, and he's recently famous. Well, in the last year, he said that no longer will he film on like big expensive cameras. He's gonna film on iPhones.
Wow!
And so it's a big jump. But like, you know,
crazy. Hey,
artists are gonna be artists. But no. So I was thinking, like, yeah, I mean, yeah, but to get somewhere in the film industry, you need to have a experience in being, you need to have stuff to show someone, and need to, you know, and I know that, like, if I just went out of high school and straight into the film industry, I couldn't make it, because, like, I don't have, you know, enough good equipment to make, you know, films that, like, to show short films that to show people to be like, oh, like this guy has potential. Like I'm making films and I'm proud of them, but like I know that like this is, you know,
just to begin
the level I'm at right now. But, like, I know there's more waiting for me later that like I'm gonna be proud of and be like, okay, this was great. Yeah, I'm gonna be put in my portfolio, and you know, there's more to upgrade. You know, and I think some people who choose just to, you know, skip college, just go to the film industry, I think it's a, you know, a harder, and also, you know, you get to, you know, support yourself. All this, you know, it's just not a, I think film school is a good way of, you know,
it's a good way of, it's a good way of, like, because, like, honestly, you know, while we're in film school, well, I know your parents are going to, like, help support you and stuff. My mom might help support me, but, you know, I really wouldn't need it because I got everything paid off. But, you know, since we got everything settled, we can do pretty much whatever we want to, you know.
For sure.
We don't have to worry about bills, or, you know, we can still go out and audition, you know. We can fail as many times as we want to, you know.
Yeah.
It's a huge advantage, man. Huge advantage. So, yeah, I feel like, cause, you know, Atlantic's expensive to live in, man. Like, it's expensive, man. Like, I've looked at prices for, like, just studio apartments, man. I mean, I wasn't going to move there, but, like, man, I'd always wonder because so many people here in Idaho, they're like, oh yeah, man, like I used to live in California, it's so expensive. I'm like, oh, so let me look it up, and I did it, and man, like rent there was like $3,000 a month, man.
Oh yeah, no, it can be expensive depending on where you live, but I think you know, you need to start somewhere, I think.
Yeah, exactly. But think about those filmmakers who like just after high school go straight there, like something like that's just bad. That's bad news.
yeah, it's not a good idea.
That's
Yeah. You know, and I don't know. But you know, there and I know that that's the other thing I was talking about with the parents is you know, and living, you know, when they grew up is Steven Spielberg, you know, him getting into the film industry and all the famous directors that we know now, they had a way different, the film industry was so different when they were entering. You know, Steven Spielberg jumped off a Universal Studios tour, you know, and got onto like one of their sets and then like sneaked his way in and then, you know, had an internship there or something and then stayed there. If you tried to jump off one of the tours now and try to get on sets, you'd be arrested.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I feel like acting has changed too from the industry. Like before, it was hard to get an agent, yeah, but like now they have like so many different agencies,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's hard to get an agent. Like they want experience now. I mean, like before, like I think I don't know, it was a Jim Carrey. I don't know who said it. It was a famous actor. I watched an interview, and he was like, "Yeah, man, industry's changed so much. Like you if you had talent, and like you know you were skillful." If you were pretty decent, that's all. Because you know, there's some bad actors, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, what do you actually, that's a good question. What do you think you know, separates a good actor from a bad actor?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think what separates a good actor from a bad actor is, like I said, it depends on your passion. If you have a passion for it and you have a skill for it, like. There's nothing to go wrong at, you know. If you feel if you love it, but for me, I don't think I can't really talk because I'm not saying I'm a bad actor or a good actor. I
Oh
can't
yeah,
see myself
no.
third person, so it's like I'm in first person through all this, and I think I'm a certain way. I mean, I get good feedback all the time, but like you know, I don't want the BS. I always tell people to tell me like straight up, am I good or am
Oh
I
yeah, that's what apparently that's one of the that's what the teachers do at Columbia is.
bad?
I talked about the students and they said, yeah, the teachers are pretty, you know, straightforward and you know, and that's good because that's what I really want is that like so I can improve.
Same, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, then that's why I was going back to a good actor. A good actor, if a good actor would know, like, okay, I want to get better. I want to, like, me, I want to, like, when I go to LA too, and I'm in school, I know they teach acting at Columbia, I think so. But I want to, like, on the side, I want a teacher, and you know, I want to make sure, like, I want to be on par, like, on top. Because, like, the teacher I was going to get, she was like, won film awards, so. Yeah, she's pretty cool. So, I was like, yeah, I just want to like have extra, just a little extra practice, you know, just so I know I want to be on the top. I don't want to, you know, like I'm willing to do whatever it takes to like, you know, to achieve.
Same here. Same here, you know, and I'm willing to admit my faults, and I'm not saying I'm the best at director of all time because, you know, but yeah, I think at a certain point, you know, maybe that could happen. But no, I mean, I think we all have to start somewhere.
Exactly, like you always have to start out small. You can't start with the big stuff. Like it's overwhelming. Like you imagine
Yeah.
they put me in a Marvel movie straight away. I'd be like, oh my God, like I can't handle this right now. Like I'd probably
No.
crash. Like oh my goodness, you know.
For sure. I yeah.
Like all these guys
So.
have experience. Like Robert Downey Jr. Like they all have experience and they started from somewhere. Like on the bottom, you know.
Oh yeah. And if you look, you know, some actors had their starts in commercials.
That's what I plan on
It's
doing too. Yeah.
and some had them, you know, in whatever they could get their hands on. And I guess, yeah, I mean, that's gonna be kind of my struggle is like kind of opening up to different opportunities, even though I don't want to take it. You know, it'd be like, oh, this is just some dumb show. But like, at the end of the day, it's something to put on your resume and it's something to, you know, say like, I got this experience from this, and I worked on this team. It wasn't the best thing in the world, but it was experience, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. As long as it's not something like too stupid, Because, you know, some things can make or break your career. So,
oh, yeah.
As long as it's not, like, something dumb. Like, I mean, I never do a Nickelodeon movie or a TV show or Disney. It's just not my style. And I'm too much of a serious actor than, like, a goofy one. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, yeah. But, like, I'd say what else separates, like, a good actor from a bad actor is, like, a bad actor, like, if you're just, you can just tell if somebody's bad at acting. And if you ask, I've asked people, like, you know, before, like, why do you do acting? Like, you know, there's always a reason to something. You know, you love it. It makes you feel happy. But I've heard people tell me flat out, like, I just want to be famous. I'm like, wow, that's it? Like, yeah, I just want to be famous. I just want, like, you know, to be rich one day and have a lot of fame and glory, man. I'm like, wow, that's weird. I never, like, I know there's perks to come with it, but, like, I didn't really care about that. Like,
I think the people,
like,
I think the people that just do it for the fame and glory is kind of like, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yes. Yeah, and then when I was looking at the, I don't know if you ever heard her. Her name is Wendy, but she likes on YouTube. She's on YouTube, and she's a casting director. And I look at her videos and stuff. But she was telling people, like, yeah, like, this lady, you know, she just told me she wants to be famous. And, you know, when these people, you know, the ones who just don't care, and some of them aren't really even talented. That's how bad it is. That's why they just do it. But, like, she was saying, like, you know, they get to see how hard it is, and, like, oh, this isn't worth it. I just want to be famous in a day. I want to get famous in one day. That's how they think it is, but, like, man, that's not how things work. Mm-hmm. You know, success takes time, you know, and, you know, it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, interesting.
Something you got to work towards, man. And, you know, I feel like it's all about passion, man. Like, if you practice, like, every day, like, how I do, I just practice, you know, read scripts, try my best, you know, imitate, or try my best not to imitate, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, majority of the people who, like, go on casting calls, you know, who goes on auditions, they act a different way. So, like, you know, this is a bunch of people acting the same way, you know, when they come in and audition. And I was like, man, we've seen this already. He just did that. Like, the same person, the guy before you who came in here, did the same thing you just did. You know, they want to see something different, and that's why you improvise. You do something different that catches the eye. So, like, that's what I always also learned too. Like, you got to stand out. You know.
Yeah, I think the recording goes for 30 minutes. I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oof.
27
okay.
minutes, but no. A few more questions. Yeah. So, how's living in Idaho actually?
It's really cold here right now. I mean, now it's heating up a little bit. It's like 50 degrees now, but it's really? It's still snow. Yeah, how's it in California, man?
Cold for Californians. It's I don't like wearing pants. I mean, it's getting kind of. I want shorts weather, but
I don't blame you.
That's Californian in me. I like the rain, you know, but after a while, it gets kind of bothersome. It's not been raining recently, but it's been. It's been cold, and but you know, I think pretty soon it's gonna start getting warmer. It was warm over the weekend, which is really nice. It was the best.
Yeah, spring is starting to hair now, so you know.
Yeah, yeah. So no, it's. I think once you move to LA, I think you'll realize that, like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it can get really hot in the summers, and you know, I guess it can get cold too, mm-hmm. but. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's been. Just a long winter.
Yeah, I think so too. It's been really freaking long. So, how excited are you for Columbia, man?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, I think it's gonna be really cool, a really good experience to, you know, move out of the house and you know, go live on my own stuff and figure that out. But I think it's also gonna be cool to, like, finally be surrounded by dedicated filmmakers that are collaborating, and it's just gonna be like. You know, it's going to be really good and really positive experience. You know, I've heard different things before about Columbia and stuff, but I think I've chalked it up to. Ooh, we got to wrap it up. We have like 1 minute. real quick. Yeah, no. So I think. I mean, I've tried to chalk up the bad reviews to kind of like people who didn't necessarily know if they wanted to do film, and then they were kind of stuck in a college where like. All they did was filmmaking, you know. So I think to go here, I think you really need to be dedicated, you know.
Yeah, that's why I think so too. That's why I'm excited too, man. Hell yeah, I'm excited to be your friend too, dude.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, it's going to be great to meet you. So,
wait, before we go, can I say with you? Keep making films.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so as always, keep making films.
There you guys.
All right, so I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll see you later, bro.